Good morning, 53 degrees at 827. Scott Woodside with a continuing Monday, October 20th edition of the WPGC News Magazine, brought to you by Pan Am. The high rate of inflation and energy costs are having an interesting effect on household moves in this country. Listen to this. An estimated 20 million Americans saved up to $5 billion during the past 12 months by moving themselves. Actually, more than 85% of the 22 million people who moved last year moved themselves. Huh. Rather stay where I am for life than move myself. Have you ever done that? What a nightmare. Wondering what happened Saturday night at 8 o'clock when someone over at Channel 5 got the videotapes a little screwed up and they ran the sign-off videotape at 8 o'clock at night. Kind of strange. They didn't sign off, though. The Agriculture Department has come up with another energy-saving idea. Plant trees. Sure, the department says a row of trees can cut down wind and reduce home heating bills by as much as 20%, or a national average of $60 a year. In addition, trees will cut cooling bills in summer because of their shade. WPGC isn't the only organization celebrating its birthday this month. Nope. Woodward and Lothrop. They're celebrating their 100th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Woodies. It's time now to check traffic and road watch with Shauna.
Thank you, Scott. Now, on New York Avenue, no real problems left now. Shirley Highway, the usual delay from Landmark up to around Glebe Road. On Route 66, couple of miles backed up at the Beltway. Slow exiting the inner loop to 7 and 123. On 270, slow down at Shady Grove and 28, but it's clear from Montrose onto the Beltway, which is a little slow on the inner loop because of sun in your eyes from 355 to Connecticut Avenue. The outer loop running fairly smoothly but slowly from Colesville Road around to the Mormon Temple. However, on Connecticut Avenue, we had a disabled bus in the right lane. It's just before Jones Bridge Road, and that's been causing trouble for traffic exiting the inner loop of the Beltway there to go south. You should move to the center lane if you're doing that. New Hampshire and Colesville Road carrying moderate traffic this morning. On the Cabin John, it's fairly well open going into Virginia, but going into Maryland, it's a little bit slow. This is Shauna with Road Watch at WPGC.
If you have a toilet and live in Prince George's County and wonder why it's acting weird tonight, it's because the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission will begin a systematic flushing. Yes, they're going to flush all of the PG County water mains tonight. They'll be flushed in the Fairmont Heights area, the Cedar Heights community, and the Seat Pleasant area. So don't sit down. Water mains will be flushed during late evening or early morning hours to avoid heavy usage periods, and sanitation officials expect little water discoloration or low pressure in the pipes. Sure. You know, when you turn on your water tonight, if you live in those areas, if it looks like mud, don't touch it. It won't hurt you. It's just, you know, kind of weird on your tongue. The WSSC says if residents discover discolored water, they should avoid running washing machines. You're kidding! And dishwashers until the water is running more clear. Coming up, if you live in the district, we'll tell you what you can do with your leaves. And a blurb on oysters. Possibly even an interview when the WPGC News Magazine continues.
Just say hello to a friend.
Fly to Florida, you'll say hello to a new world of experience and style, because now you can fly there on Pan Am. We fly to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and 8 other Florida cities with the kind of international service that's made us famous. Say hello to a world of sun and fun. Say hello to Pan Am.
Say hello to a brand new world. Say hello to Pan Am.
Pan Am offers daily non-stop service at convenient times throughout the day to the sun and fun of Florida. Call your travel agent and say hello to Pan Am and Florida.
The two big stories of the day you've been waiting for. The D.C. government wants to start turning over old leaves this week. Oh, yeah. Hey, the district's annual leaf collection program begins today. And the people over at the sanitation department are so excited. They tell us if you are a property owner, you should put your rake leaves right side up into plastic bags and then dispose of them during the second regular trash collection of the week. Not the first, because they don't want to confuse you. The second regular trash collection of the week. You got that? Now, if you are on the district's once-a-week collection areas, you should get rid of the leaves then, because they only come by once a week, not twice a week. Do you believe all of this bureaucracy coming from the D.C. government? No wonder they're missing money. The sanitation department warns you,
that. Why not leave them alone?
Now listen, here's a warning. This isn't just a, you know, a reminder. They warn you that if you rake your leaves into the street, that is a no-no, and you will be fined X number of pennies per leaf, probably. And Jim Waterman on the Eastern Shore of Maryland are ecstatic about this year's oyster crop, which they say is the best in 10 years. Little oysters all over the place. Season began September the 15th. It goes on until March. The Watermen are predicting that next year will be just as good. Watermen say little baby oysters are growing real well. Maybe it's because they're breastfed. The oyster season came right on time for the Watermen because recent cold weather drove hard crabs into the mud to hibernate. We'll have a story on that, hopefully, later on this morning. Hibernating crabs. Hard crabs. WPGC's exclusive copy weather, only the best stories from this place. Partly to mostly sunny and cool today, high 67. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Current Washington temperature, 53 degrees. At WPGC, it's 8:33.